Brian Jennings is here now with the news.
In the United States, the FBI says it's investigating a possible assassination attempt on Donald Trump. A man is in custody following an incident at a golf course in Florida. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
What the FBI believes to have been a possible assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump was foiled when a Secret Service agent spotted what he thought was a rifle barrel protruding from a wire perimeter fence at the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm Beach. The agent, part of a team sweeping the course some 400 metres ahead of where the former president was playing, opened fire. A suspect fled the scene, but was spotted by a passerby on the roadway who photographed the number plate of the black Nissan SUV the suspect used to make a getaway. This information led to the suspect's arrest a short time later. At the scene of the supposed attempt, police recovered an AK-47-style rifle fitted with a scope, a GoPro video camera, two rucksacks, and a bulletproof ceramic plate. Donald Trump was reported to be safe and unharmed. The incident comes 2 months after Mr. Trump was wounded and an audience member was killed in an assassination attempt at a political rally in Pennsylvania. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Three political parties are holding policy think-ins today, ahead of the return of the Dáil on Wednesday. Politicians from Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and the Greens are meeting at separate venues in Dublin. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party will convene at Fitzpatrick's Hotel in Killiney for 2 days, with a focus on the upcoming budget and how to overcome challenges related to the cost of living, housing, health, education and childcare. Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said he believes his party has achieved positive and sustained progress in government, but needs to take additional steps to develop the existing services and overcome the problems that face people every day. Sinn Féin politicians will be meeting at the Clayton Hotel in the capital's Grand Canal Dock, with an expected focus on the party's new housing policy, as well as ensuring equality for communities when it comes to accessing healthcare and other services. It's understood a commitment will be given that Sinn Féin in government would allocate €1 billion from the funds due to arrive from Apple for working class communities who are unfairly hit by austerity cuts. The Green Party's TDs and senators will gather at the Radisson Blue on Golden Lane to discuss new policy initiatives as well as election strategy with candidates who've recently been selected to run for the party in the general election.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee will seek cabinet approval shortly for legislation to ban the wearing of masks at protests where there is an intention to intimidate others. It's understood the minister has consulted with both the Attorney General and the Garda Commissioner on the issue. She will seek the green light from her cabinet colleagues to draft legislation in the coming weeks. Taoiseach Simon Harris is visiting Derry for a series of engagements with political, civic and community leaders. It will be his first visit to the city as Taoiseach. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
The Taoiseach's first engagement in Derry will be a meeting at the Guildhall with the SDLP's Lillian Sinoy Barr, who in June became the first black mayor of a council in Northern Ireland. He'll also meet tourism chiefs and announce just over €7.5 million from the Shared Ireland Fund for an initiative to link the Wild Atlantic Way that runs from Conseil in County Cork to Donegal's Inishowen Peninsula to the Causeway Coastal Route, which runs from Derry to Belfast. The Fine Gael leader will then visit the site of a new teaching and student services building being developed at the University of Ulster's Derry campus through Shared Ireland funding. When in the campus, Mr. Harris will deliver the annual John Hume and Tip O'Neill lecture. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
Students from a County Galway secondary school will be among the first in the country to test a new computer game designed to spot key signs of online grooming. The game has been developed by Science Foundation Ireland in collaboration with the ISPCC and a number of third-level colleges. Here's our regional reporter, Theresa Mannion.
Over the course of today and tomorrow, some 400 students from Archbishop MacHale College in Shum will have logged on to the multi-level quiz-based computer game. These tech-savvy digital natives have already provided crucial feedback during the early stages of development, sharing what features they liked and offering opinions on where it could be improved. The GoSafe project is led by Technological University Dublin in collaboration with the ISPCC and Trinity College. Team leader Dr. Christina Thorpe said they want to empower students to recognise and resist grooming tactics and to encourage reporting of harmful behaviour online.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Visit Grant at the Ploughing and learn about heat pumps, underfloor heating and HVO biofuel condensing boilers. Think heating, think Grant.
Any mist or fog patches will clear this morning to leave a dry day with sunny spells, becoming a little cloudier further west with perhaps some drizzle at times along the west coast. Highest temperatures 17 to 21 degrees.